All right. Thanks, everyone. We're here for the Moonlight Village Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 and 2 joint special meeting. It's November 10th at 11 a.m. It is currently 11:05. We do have a quorum present. Just for way of the meeting, we do have all three members of the board present. It looks like Dave Scoville is at. Are you at location, David?
Yes, I am. And no one is here, but I am here.
Okay. And then joining electronically, we have Ryan Sparks. And oh, I thought we had, did we have?
Shane, I'm here. I'm in Ryan's office.
Shane's here. Let's see if we
Oh,
can get
okay. All
there.
right.
Oh, he's
All right.
emerged from the. There we go.
They're together, both electronically. Also present, we have Margaret Henderson. And Lauren Warburton from CLA, the district accountant. We have Chase Hanusa with the Connection Group, the engineer for the district. Megan Murphy and Betsy Russin, that's me with WBA Council for the district. And we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, like I said, 11:06. And by way of sharing the agenda, preliminary action items first, we'll consider approval of the agenda for today's meeting. We have it here pulled up on the screen share. Any questions, or additions you'd like to add?
Oh.
All right, with that, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'm watching.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay. As we've done in other meetings, you've all filled out conflict of interest forms. We just like to, by way of just making sure we cover all of our bases. If you have any new conflicts you'd like to disclose, please do so now. Okay, there being none, we will move on to public comment. Are there any members of the public who are present, either online or at any of the locations? Okay, that there being no members of the public, that also makes the public hearing portion go pretty quickly as well. We will I do want to open up this portion of the meeting for the public hearing. Then that's to receive input on the adoption of the tentative amended budget as the final budget for calendar year 2025. And then also item B, which is the adoption of the tentative budget as the final budget for calendar year 2026. There being no members of the public, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion of the meeting. And we'll move on to action items. The first action item is to approve the October 27th, 2025 joint special meeting minutes. We have those as part of the packet. Any questions or amendments or edits anyone would like to make to those minutes? Okay, there being none, I will entertain a motion to approve. Sorry, I pull up the agenda. The minutes from the October 27th joint meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so noted. Next we have the approval of a proposal for 2025 audit services for district number one. Margaret, I'll hand that to you.
Sure. So Shelby let me know that she's reached out to get some proposals. None have been received at this point. So she was hoping maybe we could appoint a board member to make the final decision on the proposals on who to proceed with. And she suggested a not to exceed amount of $10,000.
Okay. Any questions about that process or of appointing an individual who could make the final choice for on behalf of the district when we do receive proposals for the audit?
I don't. So is this, are we proposing one of the members of the board? It sounds like.
Yeah, so typically a member of the board who can make the final decision or sign off so that the district can engage an auditor to basically to do that audit. It's
How do you feel about that, Dave?
How do I feel about that? That's a great question. If you want me to do it, I can do it. I feel like Shane's kind of getting off free in all this.
Oh,
If
easy,
you want me
Dave.
to do it, I'll do
Yeah, let's have Dave do
it.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to have Dave be the individual who will be able to sign off for the district on the decision of the auditor.
Okay.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Reluctantly second.
All right, all in favor?
Hi, Dave, I'll be as much of a resource for you as you need in
All
your
right.
to help you succeed in that capacity.
You're wonderful. Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
All right. We'll move on then. I'll turn it back over to you, Ms. Henderson, about the statement of work from CLA.
Sure. We do have that in your packet a little farther down. This is just an annual renewal that we do for all of our clients. What I will say is our services remain the same. Our rates remain the same. So it's just the annual renewal into 2026. And we'd love to continue serving you guys. So.
Great.
Any questions on that?
No questions.
No.
Okay, we can entertain a motion.
Motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. We'll move on to item D. Back over to you, Margaret.
Item D is the September financials, which are also in your packet. Really, if you want to go down one, the main story here, I'm going to keep it pretty high level for you guys. For your balance sheet, really, the number here is your UMB account. So, really, the district's balance sheet is comprised of cash, which is just under 2 million as of September 30th. I will mention the interest rate right now of UMB is 3.45%, so it is decreasing, but still maximizing interest as you can. And then if you look down into the general fund, you can see the activities through September 30th. Really, the main activity is your consultancy, accounting, and legal, and some insurance. And then that transfer from other funds was money coming in from the bond issuance earlier this year, which has helped fund these expenditures. And then your debt service has even less going on at this point, but really that big balance coming into the district just represents the bond issuance and the creation of the bond fund and the surplus fund for the debt service. And then last but not least is your capital projects fund. This is where most of your activity has occurred this year, and that's really just the bond issuance, the reimbursement of capital costs to the developer, some interest income, and then kind of costs related to the bond issuance itself. So happy to answer any questions I can, but if you have no questions, it would just be an acceptance of the September 30th financials today.
I'll make a motion to accept the September 30th, 2025 budget and action that we just looked at, reviewed.
Great. Is
I'll
there a
second
second?
that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll move on now to resolutions, item number six on the agenda. Here, 6A is the adoption of a joint resolution adopting district bylaws. Essentially, these, and I think there was some discussion earlier in the last meeting, the state auditors developed a fraud risk assessment, basically to help them get a gauge of what internal controls are in place or what policies or practices that a PID has in place to ensure, effective operations, guard against misuse of funds, et cetera. Margaret may have something to add to this. Essentially, there's a a scoring system. And for each of these controls that are in place or checks, a district can get a better score on that assessment and be given a score of a low risk or a high risk. I don't know if I'm very articulately explaining that, Margaret, if there's anything you'd like to add.
Yeah, I could just talk about the financial controls we have at CLA, which is extensive, and just speak to those internal controls that the auditors are looking for. So that's primarily segregation of duty, you know, with cash, having a lot of control over the, you know, verbally confirming information, reconfirming it, having board approval. So I guess just in summary, CLA has a lot of internal controls to kind of satisfy the needs of the auditor to make sure that their work is, I think, efficient and also meets the standards that they're looking for. So
The bylaws kind of step through each of those things, and it's just a to make sure that everything's written where the auditor can find those in one place. Any questions? Or if not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the joint resolution adopting district bylaws.
So Betsy, these will be recorded against the property?
No, basically this is internally for the PID. These okay. are the practices of the board. So this is to make sure that the PID is run efficiently and is has those checks and balances in place.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
I'll motion.
Is there a second?
Yep, I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Next, we'll move on to in the agenda. 6B is considering the adoption of the final amended operating and capital budget for calendar year 2025 and jointly adopting the resolution to adopt that budget. We'll also be considering the 2026 adoption of the final operating capital budgets and a resolution. So reflecting, I will turn this back over to CLA.
All right. So for 2025, we do have your amended budget. It's just for the general fund. The details are included farther. Yep, almost there. Farther down, you can see really we are amending from 40,000 to 73,313 in expenditures. So this is just necessary every time the district goes over a dollar, an amendment is needed. And this really just reflects kind of an overspend on the legal. I think there's probably just more costs than we initially budgeted for. It sounds like this has already been presented, so there's been no changes, but if there are any questions, let me know. Otherwise, we would just need an approval today.
I make a motion for approval.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and the 2026 budgets.
Yep, so the, Shelby, let me know, this was presented, I think maybe at the last board meeting. There has been no changes to the budget that was in that meeting to today. So unless there are any questions that you had in between that time that we can address, I think it's just an approval of the 2026 budget.
If I have any questions, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. So noted. And as far as administrative non-action items, I think we have the board trainings done. If not, I'll certainly be emailing you about those. But yeah, I believe we have them all. And it being a Monday morning, I'll be very happy to entertain, if there's no further discussion, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion for sure.
Is there a second?
I second the motion to adjourn.
Okay, all right. Thanks, everyone. If you have any questions or concerns, just reach out. But I would, yeah, I'm trying to be as fast as Megan. I'm getting there.
I love it. Love efficiency.
Have a good day, everyone.
You too. Talk to you later. Thank you.